Ways of discharging emotional stress from Harvey Jenkins, you know, grieving or crying, laughter, trembling, anger, yawning, or talking to an interested person. It's real important that we talk to an interested person, because if the person isn't interested, then they might use what I'm saying as a way of trying to manipulate or control me. Also, if the person I'm talking to has the perception that I've done something to hurt them, then they might use what I'm saying as a way of trying to hurt me. So I have to be careful to whom I talk to, but we all need someone to talk to. That's how we help to discharge our emotional stress. Now, I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, I was taught big boys don't cry. So I learned at a very early age how to disconnect from my feelings so that I wouldn't cry. Well, the problem with that is that nature gave us crying as one of the ways of helping to discharge our emotional stress. And if I learn as a child how to disconnect from my feelings so that I don't cry, and then I become an adult and I don't allow myself to cry, then that's one way that I'm preventing myself from discharging my emotional stress. Then the situation's too serious and I'm not able to laugh about it, and then I'm not trembling and I'm not yawning, and maybe I was also taught a real man takes care of his own problems. He doesn't talk about it with anybody else, so I'm not allowing myself to talk about it. So then what I'm doing is I'm forcing myself to discharge my emotional stress through anger. Yeah. And that's like me walking around with a huge pot of boiling water, and I keep taking the lid off and venting steam on everybody. What I need to do is to learn how to turn the flame down. Then the boiling water subsides, and then I don't need to vent the steam. Well, emotional healing turns our flame down, and then our emotional pain subsides, and then we don't have to take those primary emotions and turn them to the secondary emotion of anger. So the program is going to show you how to do that. What we can do with our feelings is we can talk about them. And if we don't allow ourselves to talk about them, then we can act them out. When I throw things, when I slam doors, when I punch walls, when I hit somebody, when I give somebody the cold shoulder, these are all ways that I'm acting out my feelings. And if we don't talk about them or act them out, then we force our body to act them out for us through illness and or injury.